Well, happy Easter to all of you. I think I don't think I've seen most of you since Easter, so it's been a little while. It's certainly a joy to be with all of you. This Sunday, or this weekend, is the prayer for vocations. So I'm grateful you guys pray for vocations every Sunday, but this weekend in a particular way is Sunday for praying for vocations. So just encourage you to continue to pray for good and holy and many vocations, not only to the priesthood and religious life, which is important, but also for holy marriages. We know that our marriage is under attack in our culture, and so we need to support all married people, and those preparing for marriage, support them with our prayers. There's a friend of mine who shares, as part of a little bit of his testimony, the story of his parents. He said he grew up in a household that where the dad was kind of an atheist, and so they just learned from a very young age, you just don't talk with dad about religion, certainly about the Catholic faith. But his mother was very faithful, and so she spent most of their married life together praying for the conversion of her husband. And I bring this story up because the Lord is saying in today's gospel, well, in the first reading, I should say, that we must not use the law as a cloak for vice, and that we must fear God and honor the king. And so and then put that into connection with the gospel, where Christ is talking about going to the Father. He's going to come back again. He's going to be gone, but then he's going to come back. So as Christians, we live in a world where there is a lot of suffering, but we always hold on to the truth of eternal life. And Christ gives us this promise. So in the midst of our daily activities, there's going to be suffering. But we still have to honor those people of authority of which we are called to honor. And so in this friend of mine in particular, the mother was persevering in long suffering, praying for her husband. And you can imagine the sorrow. There's a desire for unity of both mind, heart, soul. And when religion is not one of those things, that hits at one of the deepest cores of our being. And that is one thing that they were not able to share. And so there's a long suffering. And yet she never gave up hope. She never grew tepid. She never gave up. She never became discouraged. But what else did she do? She loved, served, and honored her husband. That's also not easy to do when you're not able to enjoy that full communion. And so that was heroic, in that she continued to love and serve and honor him. And he was a good dad, but he just wasn't a believer. The story continues that on her deathbed, as she was talking to her son, in great sorrow, she said, "I'm afraid I failed. I am afraid that I failed." She passed away. He continued to live for 2 more years. And about a year and a half after his mother passed away, he gets a phone call from his brother. He said, "Dad's acting very strange. He's telling me all the things that he's deeply sorry for. What do I do?" He said, call the priest. Call the priest. So they call the priest. The priest comes in. He is baptized, receives first Holy Communion. He says, the irony in the story is that my mother was faithful, and she fought her whole life for her husband to go to heaven. He went straight away, and she's probably still in purgatory, working out her own salvation. But our faith ties us to the hope of eternal life. And I think if we were to talk to his mother, she would say, it was worth it. Even if I have to go to purgatory, heaven is so good and so real, and I love my husband so much that it rejoices me that he was able to pass from a place of disconnect from the Lord, a place of unbelief, to being able to enjoy the beatific vision. And for whatever that long suffering cost me, required of me, it was worth it. And so I just share that story to encourage all of us that we are in a culture that is, I don't have to tell you, is not conducive to living out the Christian life. And yet, we are called to honor the authorities that are given to us. We are to respect them. But we continue to fight to make known Christ. We continue to pray for those who do not believe. And we are willing to do it, even if it looks and feels like we are failing. And the reason why we do it is because hope springs eternal in us, because we know what awaits all of us that remain faithful. And so as we come here to the altar, we first and foremost give the Lord praise and thanksgiving for the gift of making the path to eternal life, eternal happiness possible. We also are grateful and thankful because we get to begin to taste the glories of that reality in the Most Holy Eucharist. The love of the Most Holy Trinity comes and dwells within us. And that should strengthen us to persevere in virtue, to persevere in giving witness, persevere in long suffering, trusting that the Lord's time is probably different than ours. But we continue to persevere in praying for the conversion of others. We also pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen us in our journey of faith as well.